You're listening to the Ohio Conference Cast, where we explore topics related to the workings of Ohio Conference. Here are your hosts, Bill Seymour and Thomas Dunn.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Ohio Conference Cast. And we have three guests with us. And I'll just say you guys have a lot to live up to because our last two guests happen to be like internationally renowned authors and speakers. So, I mean, no pressure, but, you know, they set the bar kind of high. So, well, on that note, why don't we allow our guests to introduce ourselves? Bob, let's start with you.
I'm Bob Sauter. I'm the conference moderator.
Ralph Reinford, a regional pastor.
Jessica Schrock-Gringenberg, pastor at Zion Mennonite Church, Archbold.
And because Thomas forgot, I'm Bill, and he's Thomas. And we are all here together. And Norm, our sound guy, is here too. And we're really glad that he's here because that means we don't have to do this. So, Bob, what is CLC?
Stands for Constituency Leadership Council. That's a big word. When I tell my daughter I'm going there, she says, oh, that's another one of times when all those old white men are sitting together trying to decide the future of the church. And I think she's absolutely right. She says, what's wrong with this picture? And she's right. There is something wrong with it. But we meet twice a year, and they tell us we're supposed to be elders to the denomination, is what our role is. It's made up of conference moderators, conference ministers, and one other elected person from the conference.
Okay, and this is not all of your first go-rounds at CLC, right?
My second.
My fifth, sixth.
Wow.
I was on it 2007 to 2009.
Okay, and so it happens two times a year?
Right.
Right.
Okay, and when was the last one that happened?
I believe it just happened here in March, but last we week. Also had one in October.
And right. That's the one where Jessica broke pots, right? Okay.
So we heard about Jessica's breaking things in October, and so now we want to hear about March. So what happened? We should say, and if you have questions about that, there's a podcast called Jess Breaks Things, and you can look that up. Tell us about this most recent CLC then.
Well, I think Jessica could tell us the best story about it, but she had encouraged us back in October not only about the broken pieces, but to think about how they may fit back together. And then she so diligently worked at a piece of art of putting the majority of pieces back together, but realizing that there was a lot of unbroken pieces left, which she made sort of it almost looks like a handle to it, and made the great analogy that either we allow the brokenness to flow into the church or we turn it upside down and the brokenness flows out of the church. Very meaningful imagery.
I think the piece, I was putting it together in a round silver tray, or no, it's not silver, but a metal tray, leftover wedding tray from the church. And it was in a circle, and it made this perfect circle, and it was a beautiful piece that I had. And then the problem was that I had all these leftover pieces on the side. And somebody said, well, you don't have to use them all, do you? And I said, well, you know, yeah, but these are somebody's hopes and dreams. And I you know, I know these pieces are inconvenient, and that's where these inconvenient pieces, we don't know what to do with them. They don't fit our picture that we have in our mind. But the problem is that if we don't deal with the inconvenient broken pieces, they go somewhere. So we can either deal with them in the church or they're going to flow out into the world. But if we're looking at a vision of healing and hope, we should hope that they are not flowing. The brokenness is not just flowing out into the world. And that was an analogy that kind of came up with itself.
Nice. So, and our listeners can refer to T-mail, and you can probably just go and Google that if you don't know what that is. Jessica wrote a blog post, talked about a few of these things. I think in the same notification I got, someone else had written about CLC, and there was so convention is coming up in Orlando for MCUSA, and one of the things on the agenda is called a Future Church Summit. And in my mind, that seems probably to be the most interesting thing that's going to happen in Orlando. Could one of you raise your hand and describe what Future Church Summit is, and then maybe what I also understood is that at CLC you all tested the process. So we'd like to hear about that as well.
The Future Church Summit is a process of coming together around the table. It was intense. It was 2.5 days of complete engagement around the table. You could not tune out. You could not walk away. You could not daydream off into some other place. And often there would be a break, and then somebody would say, well, now, what did you mean by this? And then you'd sit there through the whole break talking more, and then they'd call us back together, and you're like, oh, I got to go to the bathroom. And then you go to the bathroom, come back, and hit the table again. So it was intense. It was exhausting. But it was such great work. What they did is they handed us a variety of questions and a variety of ways of having conversation around the table, and interactive real-time reporting in. So every table had an iPad. And there was a recorder who would send it back to the listening table, and then the listening table would come up with themes that they were hearing from all the tables together.
So,
and
what would be some sample questions you're dealing with?
Well, the very first question actually was, what are things that you most highly value, right? Mm-hmm. And we were all supposed to place them, you know, so if you valued honesty and transparency and love, and what were some other values? Anyway, gross. You were supposed to lay them on the table and then compare your values to everybody else's values and then say, can we hold these together? This is how we're going to behave with each other, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. And it also helped to prioritize things as they came in, because we were asked to do that.
Several times, yeah. Right. So we would have to, we would write down for ourselves, place it in the middle of the table, and then we would discuss our answers and cluster them together, and then we would report, and then we'd discuss those, and then we would report what came out of the theme, what themes came out. And actually, quite often, it was pretty amazing how, even though we were totally different around the table, often our themes were very similar.
Mm-hmm. So that sounds like a pretty cool process to have digital real-time conversation in a group. That's nice. So what's the purpose? What's the goal of all this?
Well, ultimately, the question that they wanted us to have answered was, what will it look like to be an Anabaptist in the 21st century? And that's what the Future Church Summit is hoping to answer. What does it look like for Mennonite Church USA to be an Anabaptist in the 21st century?
The thing we did at the end of the second day was set four goals that we wanted to do that CLC might work at. And then Saturday morning, our time was spent on how are some ways that we could work at some of those goals. And so it was really a good process.
So what were those goals? Anybody remember?
Telling stories was a huge piece, like building relationships, telling stories.
Diversity was one. Mm-hmm. Age, gender, and
race
were the three. And that we'd like the CLC to work on. CLC is made up of conference moderators, conference ministers, so you automatically have a bunch of old white men.
Mm-hmm. and building a culture of trust was another one. Right. I think that was my table. I was the host for that one.
So those four goals were really aimed more at the role of CLC, mm-hmm. whereas the whole couple days together was really a testing of the process for convention coming up.
Right, so our listeners probably shouldn't hear those four goals as four goals for MCUSA.
Correct.
They're four goals for the elder team of MCUSA, mm-hmm. as correct. They do the work of ministry.
Networking was the other goal, and there was one more. Yeah. Was it spiritual? The spirituality was a piece of all of the goals.
Right, being directed by the Holy Spirit,
I think there was a fourth one. But I think one of the other interesting things that we did was they laid out a table, and we were supposed to chart the last 100 years of the Mennonite Church in mm-hmm. process. And so everybody was allowed. And then to discuss how that mirrored with what was happening in the world and how that formed us and shaped us and how to look for the patterns of where history repeats itself within the church. That was a really interesting process.
So CLC is supposed to be like the elders of the denomination, and Ohio Conference is one of the conferences of the denomination. So as you go through this process, you guys are all wearing Ohio Conference hats, and now you're talking to 99.9% of the Ohio Conference constituencies listening to our podcast now. Yeah. So you have this platform here. What are the takeaways for Ohio Conference that you guys can communicate here?
Well, I think I was really encouraged by that time together. I mean, it was a totally different agenda than we usually we usually have the reports and reactions and all that good stuff. But this time it was much more energizing because we were talking about what the church may look like in the future. And then to have this real-time processing, which really tapped into everybody's idea and everybody had a voice in the process. And it was so quickly assimilated and put up on the screen where you could see it and prioritized. And so I think it really is a great way of getting, we were only a group of about 70, but even convention, they're hoping with a group of 1,000 or more that it will still be a worthwhile process.
That just sounds very overwhelming. Yeah.
I think what it did for me was because it is a very, I mean, you are fully engaged, but the respect that grew around the table with people who totally were on different sides of the world from each other, in theologically and ideologically and culturally, but that ultimately from each table we honestly could come up with set values and set goals and set things that we all could agree on that somehow emerged from the conversations that we were having.
This sounds more like building than dividing.
Correct.
Novel.
Yeah, correct. And I was just going to comment on that. From coming back from this CLC and my first CLC 6 months ago, what a difference it was. The first one drained me. This one, I think we worked harder, but I was energized when I come back. I felt like there was a hope for the denomination. And I really like to push that. If you're sitting around this, I'm going to dispute Thomas' figures of 99.9%. My guess is that you're the younger people that are listening. And so if your congregation doesn't have a delegate to Orlando, get on the phone, call somebody, volunteer to do it, or register yourself and go. But go, because we don't want a bunch of old white men down there trying to figure out what the church is going to be.
Well, and we
Bob
don't.
Bob will pay your way.
Yes. Well, and we don't want. And this is my thing: is we don't want just one side of the church, one side of the spectrum, to be represented at Orlando. And that's my biggest fear: that we need to have all sides of the church gathered around the table. Because if we sift out according to our preferred ways of being, all that equals is that we can become sloppy, lazy disciples who don't have to diligently discern and think through the Bible or through spirituality or through being church, because we already got it down. We can put ourselves on autopilot. And I think that we need each other. This is what we're learning about now with the Hirshes. But how do we become a robust, fully embodied body of Christ with every part of the spectrum holding each other accountable, walking alongside of each other? Can we imagine in much bigger ways? And I think that's why everybody needs to have a voice at Delegate Assembly this year, at the Futures Church Summit.
So, Jess, you got close to getting here. I'm going to throw out a question for you guys as our closing question and see if you can make some connections here. So we've all been just eating up what Deborah and Alan Hirsch have been giving us. Are there connections to be made, or can you make a connection towards what we're learning here with Deb and Alan and what we're trying to do with Ohio Conference and what you've experienced at CLC and what you're anticipating at convention this summer? That's a lot of things, but is there a silver thread that's going through all that that we can learn from?
One of the threads I see is Alan and Deb, Alan especially has been telling us the church as it's formatted now is probably not going to have much chance of existence. And I think this type of format that we're using in Orlando gives us a hope that we can redefine the church and give it something, make it vital, make it worthwhile and ongoing.
And I would agree. And I think one of the things that I see happening is just to get everybody on board, and that that this whole idea of God sending us out and growing deeper, I think those are the goals that I heard at CLC as a body that we would like to see happen within the Mennonite Church as we look to the future or the 21st century.
Well, and for me, I this is my thing, but I think that recognizing that through the APES model, the Apostle, Prophet, Evangelist, Shepherd, Teacher model, that there each of us have our own preferred role, ministry gift that we've been given, and each church, each part of the church has that same kind of preference, and that often I think that the tensions in the denomination right now are from the shepherds not understanding the apostles and the apostles not understanding the teachers and the teachers, you know, and if we could live into and recognize each person's or each part of the church's gift, that the APES could give us a language to start working through our differences. Because I often think, you know, it's the apostle types who are just getting really frustrated with how slow things are moving in the church, and it's the shepherd types who are just really concerned about caring and loving and keeping everybody in the community, and it's the prophet types who are saying, hey, we need to speak out for this social justice issue over here, and we all spend more time fighting with each other over what our agenda should be. And when we could really, if we knew each other, could talk to each other, we could really propel the ministry forward with a unified vision. And I really think that's what we're missing here.
Well, thank you, Jess and Ralph and Bob, for joining us for Ohio Conference Cast. I think if we weren't already praying for Ohio Conference and Orlando MCUSA, now would probably be a good time to start. Sounds like some very important conversations will happen there. Church building kind of conversations. So thank you, and have a good day, everybody.
And we'll see you in Orlando.
Thanks for listening to the Ohio Conference Cast. We would like to hear from you. You can email us at ohioconferencecast@gmail.com with any topics or questions you would like us to explore.